Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba at the gym trying to become less of a fat ass. Don't forget to like and subscribe to my channel so you can get updates when we go live and add new content.
The only bad thing about corns on the cob is that I always want to eat the piece of bread that you use as the butter administer.
Oh yeah, I can't do that anymore.
Oh, I can. I shouldn't be. And it's got the salt residue kicker on it. And it's like, it's a piece of bread.
Right.
That's how I butter my that's how white trash butters their corns on
what
the cob.
What do you do?
Take a piece of bread.
Yeah.
And you put a whole bunch of butter on it. And then you just act like you put your
corn on the cob in the bread.
Yeah.
And that's how you butter it.
Like this is the bread right here. You just take
it. Looks like you're buttering bread.
Yeah. It's corn. When everybody hands that piece of bread around the table, because you use pretty much as everybody uses the same piece of bread.
It's not meant to be consumed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
In my family, it was who gets it. It was between me.
After
and my,
everyone touched it.
Yeah. It was.
That's nasty.
Oh, it's so good. I ate a corn dog off the ground last Sunday. You think, whatever germs are on your little teenty hands are going to mess up my ecosystem and my gut? Man, the bacteria in my gut are industrial strength. Don't they say that everybody has some type of probiotic, gut bacteria?
Yeah, you have good bacteria in your gut.
You do?
Yeah. Helps digest your food and stuff.
Hold on.
Fresh corn on the grill, especially when it's in season. That char on there, the sweetness, it's beautiful.
I don't trust that guy.
When I go around to friends,
I would not. If we get invited to this guy's barbecue and just by chance we happen to go, the minute he starts talking to me like he's an Irishman, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I don't trust
Hey, Blitz,
that
let's
guy,
go get
man.
Us a couple BK stackers.
Love it when you take a pat of.
First of all, if I'm going to a guy's place that's grilling in a sweater and a button down,
with multiple camera angles.
Yeah. And a lavalier microphone.
But they'll bring the corn off the grill. You should use your tongs.
With foundation? Look at, he's got cheek foundation.
He does.
My hands are like asbestos. They'll take the pat of butter and they place it on top. And what happens? It's going to melt and fall over to the side, isn't it? And then you're going to try to pick it up with your fork and it's going to keep falling. Here's a great tip for
come
you.
Come on, if you don't know how to butter your corn,
I got to tell you, Blitz, there's probably some people that didn't know that's how you butter your corns on the cob.
I didn't.
I didn't know. There's probably a lot of people.
But the guy's like, you put the pat of butter on there, and it just falls off. Well, no, you spread it around.
I know, but a lot of people just think that that's the only way to butter your corns on the cob.
Is this guy excited?
They don't know. They don't know. Does this guy got an erection?
I think so.
My lord.
He's holding an ear of corn.
Give it a
I got an ear of corn on the grill in one of my pants. That's getting pre-buttered.
Lavishing with butter. Take the corn. And then you just roll the corn in there. Now.
And then the family fights as to who gets the piece of bread after
too much
the whole.
Butter.
This is going to make a juicy, wonderful.
Ew.
Anna, I'm going to tell you our next video viral is you and kind of keep looking cute, buttering corn. Blitz, we need to get hot chicks in bikinis buttering corns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seasoning.
Hey, when we have the Bubba.
Remember, we did that big corn cooking high spot one time here?
Yeah, we messed it up. But when Blitz, when we have our Bubba Pool Bash, and we have the models that we're paying to be there, we'll have them do the corns on the cobs buttering deal.
Well, okay. Some Cajun seasoning on there, maybe. Now you've got, look at this, beautiful piece of corn.
Just cut it off and make some street corn.
Can you see that? Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots more coming your way. Happy days.
I'm going to start ending the show that way right here.
Happy
Hold
days.
On. Hold on. Blitz, you know, it's time to leave. We got the after show here, the after show there, and for our standard goodbye, the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
Lots more coming your way. Happy days.
By the way, yeah. This is a 200% shoot. This
right.
is her.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. It's Lummy. How's it going?
Lummy, you know there's a setting where you can have your natural voice and she has her scrambled up voice. You don't have to sound like her. Did you know that, buddy?
I found that out after.
Right, okay.
I'm good. How are you?
Sorry, thank you for
sounds like Joe Pesci.
Quick time. I know you gotta be
Now is this a picture of her?
No.
No. It's just a check.
I'm a hugger. Christ. Nothing screams more.
I'm glad,
than
that's what it, I'm glad that's what it said. At first glance, it didn't look like that.
I will admit, I was a little taken back.
I was like, wow, I can't believe number one. I can't believe he had that shirt. Number two, I can't believe Lummy used it.
I can't believe anybody. I think that Kofi Kingston and the boys would have let that happen.
But that girl's cute. Who is that girl?
I don't know. I think she's some famous wrestler.
Yeah, some wrestler.
Fair enough.
I'm like, you're rolling around backstage WWE with that? And one of the Dudley brothers, Devon Dudley, don't have a problem with that? Devon Dudley's not whipping your ass for that?
We're going to call you Devon.
The Rock is allowing you to write word out the back? The Rock didn't tear that off your back and strangle you out with it? Oh, that's an H. Wow, great. It's even weirder.
The person that works here, he's been kind of talking it up. He was a virgin. He's claiming that.
So, Lummy, who is this girl? Is she a famous wrestler?
That one, yeah.
Oh, okay. This
makes it seem like that's her.
Yeah, Lummy, that's almost like a misrepresentation kind of deal.
Yeah, I just like the shirt, but I didn't cut her
out. Right. But the woman.
She's the highlight of the whole video.
Yeah, the woman that you're speaking with is not the woman pictured.
No.
Okay.
No, the woman that he's speaking with is the Roses chick.
All right. All right.
Absolutely is.
He came over and had sex with you. Now, is that true?
No. We talked on the phone. And. We talked on the phone once, and that was it.
What?
So he never, because he came on, and he was pretty much saying that, you know, he had sex for his first time, that he paid 300 roses, he got stuff from his friends, and then he brought you stuff, and he's claiming that you got a boyfriend then.
No, he was supposed to bring me some weed, and he never showed. So, I don't know what.
He was supposed to bring me some weed and he never showed.
They never met in person.
Hey, you know
so
what?
This whole thing was made up?
You know what, yep. Blitz?
Come on.
Blitz, did you know something?
What's that?
I'm a hugger. Can you try to get him on the phone for me?
Yeah, I just asked him if he's available because he might be working.
Decap is our intern and Decap is a friend of Matt Riddle's, the pro wrestler. And Decap is this guy that is a, 24, 25-year-old guy?
26, I believe.
He looks somewhat physically handicapped. He's got, like, a hump back. He's just, you know, he's just...
But he's getting surgery to straighten his back out.
He's just, you know, he's just that guy. He's, like, you know, just... He's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little frumpy, never gotten inlaid. But he still gets... He hangs out with the boys. He always seems to be part of the cool club.
But he is a hugger.
And he is a hugger.
He likes to hug.
And he was hanging out with Matt Riddle, and I think Matt Riddle and Daniel kind of pulled a rib and says, hey, listen, Bubba is looking for an intern. He'll make you a big-time star. And so he's sniffing around here now. And I want to keep him as, you know, in the capacity that we have Decap as an intern and, you know, putting him on, using him for some content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Blitz, maybe we could scratch
bringing in bagel fruits.
But maybe we could scratch out a little bit of money for him for the podcast. Like, you know, maybe $50 or something. But that's about the extent of it.
More than the podcast makes.
You know, something. Give him a little bit of gas money or something.
Well, he's going to move to Tampa.
Yeah. We need to put the brakes on these aspirations because I don't want to, you know, next thing you know,
he'll just be here
by
the gate.
He's going to be in love with you, Bubba.
Every day that it's not raining, he'll be here.
He says they want to transition me to a new position, but I'm going to quit if Bubba ends up hiring me and I'm leaving here and moving to Tampa.
I told you. Like, that's what he really thinks is going
he's
on.
He's in love with you like he was that hooker.
Can you ask him, Lummy, can Bubba put you on the air?
Yeah, he's running to the... Well, I don't want to ask him that because he's gonna run to the bathroom.
He's not running
He said,
anywhere.
Give him 5 minutes.
Well, that would... No, it would be so much better if I talked to him while
in
he
the
was
bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
I know. That's pretty much what I said. I said, bring your phone. Like, he's not going to bring his phone.
All right, here's Decap.
What's the over and under on him picking up?
He won't.
You just get chucked.
I'm getting chucked.
Yeah,
you are.
And I'm not getting chucked in a good way. Sometimes a chucking's good, isn't it?
Sometimes.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. Please leave us a message and we'll return your call.
That does not sound like
Decap. That's not Decap.
Lummy.
Lummy, who are you texting with?
Lummy, why don't you text? I've asked you to text it to me and not send it to me over IM.
Okay.
I asked you to text it to me, buddy. Lum Lum's doing bad right now, okay? I'm Blitz, you see me? I'm looking in the corner trying to write it down.
Yeah, I thought you guys were going to share contact.
I typed it over the messenger. My bad. I mean, that's the number I have for him, and that's the number that's texting me back.
No, Lummy, it was indeed a 1, not a 7. You dumbass.
What?
That's even worse, Blitz. The number that I ask him is a 1 or a 7 is really a 1 in real life, but he says what?
7.
You said between the 3 and the 0, right?
No. I said between the 4 and the 3,
oh, that's
you
a,
dumbass.
That's a 1. God.
I literally wish I could literally just beat you to a pulp. I mean, I really just wish I could come over there with a bag of nickels and just start pummeling your face right now. That's how I feel. Like, that's how, yeah. Just like, just shoot style. Just smash you in the mouth and you can't fight back. Because I know you'd kill me. I know, Lummy, if I did that, you'd kill me. But I just want to. I just want to smash you in the face. You just completely blew the whole bit, Lummy. I asked you, is it a 1 or a 7 between the 4 and the 3? It's really a 1. You said 7. I get a hold of some Spanish chick.
I thought it was a 3 and a 0.
And you killed the bit. You killed the bit.
Well, he's ready, he said.
If you get the number right.
Shut up, Anna.
Sorry.
Lummy, is it a 1 or a 3?
It's...
I'm just screwing with you, dumbass. It's both.
Yeah.
You're just not good under pressure, are you, buddy?
I'm shaking.
This is
Hello?
Hey, Decap, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Mike, good. 2 superstar right here.
Yeah, I just will tell you this, man.
What? I was using the bathroom when you guys
No, that's good. You're good. That's great. The timing's right. Impeccable. So, so are you all cleaned up? Are you? Did you clean your ass real good?
Yeah, I just got to pull my pants up. 1 sec.
Well, yeah.
Why bother?
Was that the toilet seat?
Well, he's pulling his pants up. It takes a winch.
Does it smell like it did that one day here?
No, we're not.
No.
It takes it's a long distance. I mean, you know, it's a deep knee bend to grab those.
That's called a squat.
Deals. So, Decap, are you all situated? You got your basketball shorts on, your underwears?
Yeah, I'm good.
Did you go a number 2?
Are you wearing your hugger shirt?
What shirt?
I'm a hugger.
No, I'm not wearing that one.
Can I ask a favor?
Yeah, what's up?
Will you wear that Monday to the show? I'm a hugger.
Sure.
Does it still fit?
I gotta find it. It does.
Okay. So
it's actually too big.
Yeah. That new nutritional regimen you're on second to none, ain't it, kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, couple things. The can you sit down, buddy? I mean, it feels like you're rummaging through the utility drawer right now.
I'm good.
He's good, Bubba. It's all right. Don't worry about him.
I know you're good, but I'm not necessarily that good. I like for you to pay attention. You know, we're live on the radio, buddy.
I know.
Did you wash your hands?
Did you wash your hands?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Because, you know, you're getting poop on your hands. Next thing you know, you're making yourself a sandwich, and then you got poop on the sandwich, and then you eat it, and then you get this,
I washed my hands.
Yeah, remnants.
Next thing you know, you got COVID, you know, 26.
COVID.
You got the COVID 26, which is the fecal strand of it. Comes from poop hands.
No, I wash my hands.
I got it from the corn dog that I ate at the fair from the guy that's on meth that was dipping corn dogs.
I hate corn dogs. Yeah. They're disgusting. Yeah.
So anyway, listen, Decap, say I. You know, we need a new shirt for you, Decap, that says "I like lettuce and not corn dogs." Not on the back.
I don't
it
like
says,
lettuce either.
On the back it says "not not."
What would I do with all that fruit?
I'm allergic to fruit. So anyway,
I like fruit though.
What fruit, Decap? What fruit do you like, buddy?
Do you like guacamoles?
Bananas and strawberries and grapes.
Yeah, me
just
too.
Like Bubba.
Just like me. Do you think if I hung out with Decap, chicks would hook up with me because I'm the Brad Pitt of the two? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, honest, if I rode around with Decap, like, you know, you and Reagan would both fight each other as to who gets me, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the forced choice I mean, scenario.
If we're on an island, Anna, it's me, Reagan, you, and Decap, and we're never going to ever see anybody again, and we're start getting a little bit horny, I'm probably looking pretty good, aren't I?
Yeah, real good.
Matt Riddle can already pull whatever he wants, but he hangs around with Decap and guys, girls, whatever.
Decap, that's when we can start renting you out as the wingman, and then the other dude's sure to get some ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Because you can't even pay for ass because you did. What are you hearing the latest controversy, buddy?
No, what is it?
What do you mean? No, you want to be on the show? You want to be the co-host and you don't follow along?
Do.
You don't follow along with the major storylines? We got a major.
No, yesterday I had a lot of.
Hold on now. We got a major storyline going on with you. You're part of one of the biggest high spots we've had in a long time. And you don't have any idea.
Well,
that's like John Cena not knowing he's the champion. He's just rolling around the mall like he's, you know, an opening match dark deal. He's the champion. You don't even know the program that the office is working with you, you dildo.
I got you.
So what is the major drama right now we got with you? There's major drama going on.
Well, the job, like... They weren't going to let me go, but then they wanted everyone to take like a $9.
Oh, no, this has nothing to do with
your job.
This has the big Decap high spot that we're working right now.
Can you explain to us exactly what happened that night you went and met that wonderful woman of the night?
Now, remember, hold on. You've told that story with Lummy and then the Bubba and the Bubba Clem Cap podcast, which, by the way, Decap is doing quite well. Yeah.
And you.
So, but during the Clem Cap podcast, we break down how you got the ass, right?
Yeah.
But now, have you watched the latest Lummy Investigates?
I thought it was coming out today.
No, it came out yesterday at 7:15. It's nearly got, you know, 300 or 400 views. People are loving it.
I got to go check it out, then.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Will you do me a favor?
You're the star.
Could you do me a favor? Could you watch it? It's like 12 minutes long, and then I'll call you back, and we could, like, do...
Like a breakdown?
Like, we could break that down. We could break it down.
We're about to open in, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Who is? Who's about to open?
Oh, the job. Like, they're about to open the site.
What do you mean open the site?
He's at the testing site right now. COVID deal.
Yeah. Oh.
So you were pooping in a portalette?
No. We're at some college.
I know, but you're at home right now.
No, I'm at work.
Oh, so you were pooping in the work pooper?
Yeah.
Oh. So you're at the ambulance driving place that you really don't get to drive ambulances. You have to just sign old people up for COVID testing?
Yeah.
And you were gonna you hate the place, and you thought maybe today you might be getting fired because you refused.
Well, no, I thought yesterday I was getting fired, but then they're like, no one's getting fired. But if you guys want to stay on, you have to take a $9 pay cut from $20 an hour to $11.70, and they would pay for us to be an EMT, but the EMTs only make like $11.70. It's not worth it.
Right. Any extra work for you is
so. So what do you plan on doing then?
It's not that. I can make more money on unemployment until I find a new job.
Well, now, so I want to get to that. While I still have you.
I don't think you can file for unemployment if you quit.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
I'm not going to quit. I'm just going to wait for them to lay me off.
You're just going to do something bad so they fire you.
Now, Decap, now.
It's going to rain soon.
I'm just not going to show up.
Right. So, now, Decap, somebody has told me that you really, really think that, you know, you're going to end up being like the number two mic here and you're going to get paid.
No, I didn't.
And you're going to get
paid. I didn't think number two. I thought I would get, you know, at least one. Maybe move Lummi up to number two or something. Or Anna.
But you're certainly part of the on-air lineup, right? You're part of the crew.
I mean, we got an extra seat.
I'd love to be part of the crew.
Well, no, don't take me saying that as an offer. I'm just saying that's what your dreams are, you know.
Yes,
yeah. But, well, you know, buddy, I mean, you can keep striving for all that and keep hustling and doing great stuff, but you know that you're an unpaid intern at this point, and I don't want to, like, get your aspirations up, you know. And, you know,
no, I know.
It's going to, you know, it'd be a long shot at best, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to take a shot at the opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
But
all right, so.
Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't.
Exactly. Maybe you get paid, maybe you don't. You know, like, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, listen.
I mean, if you do end up paying me, I'll probably just move to Tampa.
Right. What if I end up paying you, like.
I wouldn't probably. I would.
What do you think it would pay?
I'm thinking like,
I don't know,
no,
like
no, ask a decal.
35,000, 40,000
a year.
Yeah,
I was thinking like $25 a day. What's $25 a
day?
I mean,
125.
I was thinking like maybe 125
a week times 52.
Five times four times.
What? No, just do. No, that's.
It'd be 25 times 5 times 52.
Right.
All right, well, how much is that?
What's 125 times 52?
125 times 52. Yeah, I was thinking like 6,500 a year. You know, straight hustling. But and right now it's zero. Like right now it's just intern, volunteer. You know, maybe that could.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. We'll figure it out, right? If you're a big time star, I may have to pay that much.
I mean, I think you can be on unemployment now for like 7 years. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Joe Biden's president.
You might be able to.
It's not so bad, is it?
Get to Social Security, and then I, you know, like you know, $8, $9, $10 under the table every once in a while to you.
Hey.
Kind of like that. You know, under
that
the table,
works.
Kind of. Yeah, it works. All right. Well, now Decap. The big thing is that on the Lummi, I'm just going to save your time because I'd like to get your reaction. But Lummi called the girl.
Okay.
Lummi called the girl up that you had, you know, lost your virginity that you lost your virginity to, and she says
she found it.
She said you guys never did it. You never showed up.
She said she was going to deny it. That's what she told me. If it ever came to that, she would always deny it.
Oh, for like maybe because she might go to jail or something?
Something like that, I guess.
Well, now listen to this.
Why would she agree to talk at all?
Now, hold on. That may be the case, but I have a way that we can prove whether that's the case or not, okay?
Oh. Yeah.
If we can...
Oh, God.
You sounded like butthead there. Whip it out so we could smell it.
Gross.
Okay. Decap, we're not going to have you whip it out so we can smell it. But if indeed... Now, Blitz, see if you understand my Bubba McMahon reasoning here, okay? I think there's a way we can prove whether you guys are on good terms and you really did sleep together, and that would be... You could call her up or call her up and talk to her because you would be on good standing with her if indeed you guys.
Well,
are.
I know that, but she said she don't want to talk to
all
me.
Right, but hold on. Just hear me out. Quit trying to thwart my idea. You could certainly have a conversation with her where you just said, listen, Bubba's going to call you and the code word is banana shmama. If you say banana shmama, then that means we did sleep together, but you're denying it and it's a big secret. Banana shmama. And so we call her up, and she goes, oh, yeah, Bubba, banana shmama. Then that means she's in on the deal. Right, Blitz?
Yeah.
But if she hangs up on you.
I still don't think she'll do it. She's got an attitude problem.
I'm just saying, like, all the jury that would.
Well, how come you gave different stories on what went down?
No, I said the same thing.
No, you didn't.
No, we have evidence that you didn't. From like the positions
know.
to
and there's
when you put the condom on.
Yeah, there's been rumors going around for the past week or two.
I didn't kept the same. I know I did.
No, you didn't.
I don't know if you knew, but when you're on the radio here, it gets recorded.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got like three or four different stories going. Decap, by the way, we're not trying to bust your balls and run you off, like upset you.
No, I know.
We're trying to, like, you know, we're trying to get
no, and if it didn't happen, then we need to help you out and make it happen.
Yeah. So, like, you're going to be, like, every Monday when you're here, you might as well just lock yourself in because we're going to do Clem and Cap. Like, that's a podcast that you and I are going to start doing now, buddy, which is, which is the start of your very long, you know, maybe being a big time radio guy journey is, you know, well, doing
you
a podcast with me.
Yeah, we want the truth.
Yes, please.
So I went there and she ended up deciding not to do it.
Which is
so you're still a virgin.
Why all the lies, buddy? Why all the
Daniel told me to go up, keep going with it.
Yeah, now he's
also about the money, but too.
How about the money?
But I still ended up paying her $150.
Why?
Roses.
No, you paid her $150.
Why?
You can do that if you just hang out.
Why? Yeah, you can pay anybody to hang.
It's true.
I don't know.
Do you think that you're an absolute sucker? That you go
probably
to a girl to get ass from, and she's able to tic-tac you for $150?
And
she got hot. You got her free high. You got her free high, and she got you for $150 with no ass. The new T-shirt is "I'm a sucker."
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a condom on?
Not "I'm a hugger."
Well,
I'm a sucker.
Decap, are you lying that Daniel said that? Because he just texted me and said that you are lying, and you never told him you didn't sleep with her because you gave him the $150.
Matt and Daniel are all like saying Decap's lying. He just got treated like a ring. He just got treated like a ring rat.
Oh my God!
So
I give up.
So what's the truth? No, but what's the truth?
Just tell us the truth.
We got.
She didn't. I paid her, but she didn't want to do it.
What?
We paid her ahead of time, and then she wouldn't.
Oh, so the boys PayPal'd her ahead of time?
Yeah.
No, because I have a PayPal. What's your name?
We PayPal'd her a half ahead of time, and the other half I was going to give to her first.
So what did she tell you when you came over and she didn't want to do it? What did she say?
Hell no to the no, no, no.
Hell no to the no, no, no.
Did you know that guy died?
Yeah.
Reverend Bullwinkle?
Yeah.
She had Reverend Bullwinkle's hell to the no to the na, na, no.
Decap.
Maybe that slung immediately.
Hey, Decap. You're spinning yourself into more of a lie, so you might as well just come out. But hey, can you get a COVID swab for Dr. Dan?
Oh, can you get the swabs that you guys use?
We don't do swabs, we do vaccinations.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He's not doing testing, he's doing vaccinations.
Right. Oh, can you steal us one of the shots?
They have some left at the end of the day. I think they just toss them out because they let them sit out all day.
I do not.
If they sit out, they have to be thrown away.
I know, Blitz, but they just don't throw them in the dumpster. There's probably real
elaborate. There's protocol.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
People are getting in trouble for taking them and stuff like that.
They're
getting arrested.
You get these bums dumpster diving, and they find, you know, some two-day-old Corona 19 vaccine
right
that's now not been refrigerated, and it's like it will kill you instead of help you.
These bums have got 15 vaccinations already.
Right, exactly. So
yeah, I don't. Go ahead.
This is what you wanted to know what she was playing when he walked into that apartment, already prepaid $150, and
with the condom on.
I need that as a drop. I swear to God.
Well, they didn't prepare,
like,
though.
Would you
but
like to finish this?
Prepare?
No.
So
we just.
So there,
Decap, did you
so
pocket the money?
So, Decap, you're still kind of lying about the
I gave her $150. That was.
You just said they prepaid, and I have a screenshot of them prepaying your name.
So you did. There was she didn't have the electronic $150 deposit. She had the. You handed her $150 cash.
No, that and my friend said he was going to pay.
No, hold on, though. But the only money ever given to her was cash from you.
I never handed her the cash, but I think they PayPal'd her $150. Because my friend Jay and my friend Chris.
Let me shake his head. No.
They PayPal'd you $150.
All right, listen. buddy. No. And you know that, you know, Matt Riddle's hot on the deal. Like, Matt and Daniel are all hot on it. They're working you that they're not, but they're hot. Like, they're mad that you're working me, yeah, like you're, that you're, they, lying. You're,
they,
lying.
They told Bubba if you asked, they were going to play like they weren't mad, but they really are.
I mean, they're full hot, and I'm worried about you losing your friends over this deal. We need to tell the truth. You're not telling the truth. No, you're not, buddy. I got Matt Riddle on the. I got Matt Riddle's great African American uncle on right now. Is he telling the truth? From his dad. It's from Matt Riddle's dad's side.
Yeah, I mean, I had to hide in the bathroom.
Still hasn't washed his hands either.
Again, so I ran in there.
He had to use the bathroom again. But
listen, listen, Decap.
Still no hand washing, though.
No hand washing.
No.
Decap.
Yeah.
Did you wash your hands, Decap? Decap.
Not the washer.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you ever have a chance on getting any ass ever in life?
What's going on there?
Are you going to pillar to pose with your fat head for life?
He's going. He's drowning himself.
Are you smashing your head against what? The paper towel dispenser? What are you doing, buddy?
No.
Are you okay?
I'm pulling my pants up. One sec.
Are you getting the nervous? Are you getting the nervous poops, buddy? Like, why are you pooping so much?
The runs.
Was it Taco Tuesday at your house too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Decap. We'll see you on Monday, right?
Okay. One sec. One sec. I'm just pulling my pants up.
He is kind of over, is he not?
He is.
He's kind of over.
He's going to be a star.
Of not his own doing.
Decap,
yeah,
you know what?
I'm just lying.
Decap, I might be able to make you a star, man. If you just roll around like this, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, just when you didn't, Lummy couldn't get any worse. It's like, you know, it's like a train wreck of Lummy. At least Lummy's sexually active and he gets a lot of ass. You don't have to lie about
it. Does.
All right, Decap, listen, I guess we'll see you on Monday for your intern duties, and then we're going to do Clem Cap, okay?
Yeah.
Now, there's no money. There's no money on Clem Cap. You're just getting paid on the rub, okay, kid?
No, I know.
What are you getting paid on? What are you getting paid on?
The rub.
Exactly. What shirt are you going to wear Monday?
The Hugger shirt?
Yeah. I almost want that to be like every time you're with me, like you're old, like that's your part of your Bubba Army uniform. I'm a hugger.
Yeah. That's what you want me to wear every week?
Yeah, like that's your...
What's going on? I don't want the paper towels.
What are you doing now, buddy?
Wash, drying my hands.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you do anything quiet?
Yeah. So, we'll see you on Monday, buddy. We still... None of us really know the truth. We really don't know the truth.
No, no. We're more confused now than ever.
But I think...
We're 12 stories deep.
I think that the truth is this, Decap. You may not admit it, but based on the correspondence I've had with Matt and Daniel and everybody, it looks like the $150 that was given to her was cash from you. And they're like, we don't understand why he just won't be honest about that. He got taken. He got taken.
Did you deliver the fries as well?
And that she got him for some he got her high and gave her $150, and she told him to get the hell out of here. And you're really and you're freaked out about that.
Are you going to send the $150 back to the people?
No, they're like, no. Listen, Matt and everybody that gave the $150,
you're not getting any money back.
They don't want
any.
They don't want any money back. They just want you to be truthful about it, buddy. That's it.
No, I know.
They said, hey, listen, tell Decap not to worry about the $150, but just be honest. How it all went down.
All right.
So will you tell us the real story Monday?
Sure.
No, but I'm talking about the real story, buddy.
Yeah, I'll tell the real story.
The truth, the truth, the story that makes you sad at
night.
It'll
set you free.
The truth, the story that makes you sad at night. The truth, the story that makes you cry. The story that makes you feel bad about yourself. But we can fix it all when you get the rub from me, kid. But it starts with telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. You know, you'll have the truth on Monday.
Okay, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Hope it's not. Hey, do you have your shoes, the one that doesn't have a hole in it, or do you got the hole in your shoe?
No, I got my other shoes.
All right, so no excuses today not to work hard, okay, buddy?
Yeah, and then I'll probably be in twice a week starting next week.
Okay.
So.
See you later, buddy.
See ya. Bye.
God, that was great.
Oh.
Yeah, remember R. Tommy?
Yeah.
This is Tom. I want some chia.
That's all he did was accost woman.
Mm-hmm. Blitz, I found the phone call where we call out to Oklahoma. And R. Tommy is in Oklahoma working at a horse farm. But we call his apartment,
oh, right.
And there's girls there. And they sleep with him for money. And I get one of the girls on the phone, and she's...
You know, I mean, you mean unlike Decap, he actually sleeps with them?
Oh, no, he does. Like, she would say, yeah, but she was working him because he was R.
Right.
She was, so I had her on the phone, and she's like, you know, he's R, so I work him. And,
like, clinically R?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, like, yeah.
Can't you go to jail for that?
Yeah.
No, not when he starts it. He was a predator.
How old was he?
Like, 35?
At the time, yeah.
But he was paying good, I guess.
He would, remember that one dude that, like, beat him up or something because he touched his wife or something?
Yeah, but I do remember this. I remember he got a little lippy with Cowhead one time.
Mm-hmm.
And
he backed down Cowhead?
No, he kicked Cowhead's ass.
Yeah.
It's like he was, because Tommy was R strong.
Right.
So Cowhead was starting some stuff with him, and Tommy's like, you better not do that, Cowhead. And Cowhead is like, I'm telling you. All of a sudden, he punched Cowhead right in the nose.
He was like,
on air?
Yeah.
Like when the water boy went crazy?
Yeah. And I go, Cowhead, I'm telling you right now that he's R strong. He'll kill, like, you know, he's a wild animal. So we bring girls and strippers in. He'd be like, I want to bang you like a screen door. Because we'd give him lines to say.
You had to keep him back because he would just walk up and just start touching him.
We'd have to literally, I took him to the to 2001 one time.
He needs a leash.
And I literally had to have Emery Hale, my former bodyguard.
Yeah, giant Emery.
Who was 6'8", 300. I had to have him sit right by Tommy because Tommy would just be like, I like her. And he'd walk up and just start grabbing her boobs. Or
whatever. Oh, yeah, he would. Just whatever he wanted.
I like you. Do you
be think he was kind of taking advantage of the
fact?
No.
Okay. No.
Well, it was a little bit of both.
Yeah, he was working the R deal, but he was really R.
Right.
But he knew how to work the R deal.
Where did you find him?
He was a listener. Used to call in, and that's where the word package comes, because I would always tell him that I'm going to send him a package which is full of t-shirts and stuff, and I never would. So the ongoing rib is, I'd be like, Tommy, call me in 2 weeks. We got a back order.
Yeah, you should get your package soon.
Bubba, this is Tommy. I've not got my pack read yet. Tommy, Guido, where's that packet? Tommy, you know, it got lost in the mail. We're going to have to send you a new one, okay? Yeah. Okay. Call us in 3 weeks. 3 weeks to the day. Hello, not to get wrong. Bubba, this is Tommy. I still have not got my pack reg. Oh, Tommy, it says it got delivered. Where do you live? You give us his address. Oh, that's not the address we had for you. We sent it somewhere else, Tommy. We'll get you one. You know what? We'll overnight. It'll be there in 4 days.
Overnight?
Okay, Bubba. I mean, he was the best.
And he never got his t-shirts?
He got some stuff.
Okay. I actually kind of, like, be honest with you, Anno. Because we just worked him. So one time we felt sorry for him. So we hired a driver to go down and pick him up in Fort Myers and bring him up to the studio.
Oh, Mayo.
Yeah. And so we were going to take him out on a Friday night. He was going to stay the night at my house. And then either somebody was going to drive him back on Saturday.
He was going to stay the night at your house?
So hold on. Wait till you hear. This is when I wasn't, you know. This is when you didn't have to worry about people killing you. And so we go to the dollhouse that night, and he's completely in love. Like, you know, he's touched, but he just goes and touches everything he can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, to the point of it being really creepy. Like,
oh, yeah, it's bad.
Because he would, like, you know, like, try to force, like, he'll force it.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he went to prison for,
he did.
For rape.
Yeah.
Is he still in?
No. So anyway, we took him out. We had to control him. We got him some lap dances. Literally, when we got him lap dances, we'd have to hold his hands. You know, like, one guy would
restrain him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because he'd be like, I want to, you know, her. No.
And just start grabbing her and touching her and doing whatever he
wanted. Do you love me?
Oh, man.
Lemmy's getting turned on. So then I said, we go home. We got like a limo. We go home, and I have a spare bedroom. And I'm with Holly at the time, my girlfriend Holly. And I said, Holly, she didn't get a go, of course. But I said, I'm going to bed, and I need you to stay up and just watch TV so that this guy doesn't get up in the middle of the night and start roaming around and, you know, try to kill us.
What is she going to do to stop him?
Well, she had to
wake Bubba up.
First of all, Holly was a country girl, and she was handy with a gun.
Oh, okay.
She was absolutely a country girl. Let me just tell you how much of a cool bitch she was, Anna.
Why'd you let her go?
I met her when I was in Orlando in like 1990.
Where'd you meet her?
She showed up at the radio station. Her and her friend Shelby.
Oh, interesting.
And they were both seniors in high school. They had just turned 18. Like Holly might have been a week into being 18. And I was.
That sounds horrible, Bubba. Let me tell you.
I was 20 at the. Well, no, I was what? This is 1990. So this is 1990. Yeah, 1990. So I would have been what? 24?
All right. That's not terrible.
So I'm 24 and they're 18.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's straight pimp. You can't ride it any hotter than that. Right. And it's almost legal. No, it is legal.
No, it's legal.
It's
almost not legal.
Hold on. That's what I meant. What I meant is it's so hot that it's almost illegal.
There you go.
But it's legal.
Right.
Right? But it's like it's damn near illegal. Like right. It's 8 days from being illegal, right?
Just like Gretchen.
So, no, yeah. Well, whatever. Statute of limitations, 40-some years. So anyway, so her and her girl, I'm on XL 106.7, and all of a sudden, Jimmy, who all my producers were named.
Right.
When one would quit, I'd just say, oh, there's another, you're Jimmy. So Jimmy says, hey, there's two really hot chicks at the door. Well, all through radio, you're not supposed to have visitors, but I always have been able to have visitors. I just told management I got to have visitors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, you got to have visitors. They pretty much let me do whatever I wanted back in the day.
I need a visitor pass and a couch.
Yeah. And access
to a camcorder.
And that wasn't until I...
Oh, I'm sorry.
He had Polaroids.
I became Prince.
Sorry.
Hogan.
Sorry.
Right. So these two girls come in. Just happens to be my cousin, one bad dude's son, Little Bruce.
Oh, yeah, Little Bruce.
Little Bruce happens to be... Now, he's 16.
Yeah.
He's 16, and I lived in Orlando, and little Bruce lived in Clearwater, and mm-hmm. I was this big radio guy over there in Orlando, so he would, on the weekends, every once in a while, drive over to Orlando.
When he wasn't skiing
and wakeboarding and having sex with hot Clearwater chicks. Then he would go over to Orlando and hang out with me, his cousin,
mm-hmm.
and I would take him, because I would take him into all the nightclubs and stuff, because I was Bubba the Love Sponge. They didn't ever ask who my guest was. So I had all these gigs on, like at JJ Whispers and all these different nightclubs. And
you were at JJ Whispers?
Yeah, back in the
day.
Yeah.
Never heard of that before.
Doing Bubba bar games.
I just Googled it because I thought it was popular.
So I would take, he was 16, but when you're the radio guy that's supposed to be there hosting party.
You just walk in and go, he's with me.
Yeah. Like you got a little bit of an entourage. They give you a drink. Like a wristband that you go around your...
Yeah.
When I would walk into a nightclub, I didn't drink, but they would put wristbands on all my boys, which means they could go to any bartender and get anything they wanted for free.
Yep. You never drank?
No, never did. And so we go to these nightclubs.
I think you just blew on his mind.
He's 16.
Then what would you do?
He's 16.
You don't need a drink to have fun.
Yeah, when you're so over... Then you don't need drugs.
Are you doing other stuff?
Because life is your drug.
You were just sober?
Anna, I would walk into a nightclub. They would give me $500 cash. I would sit in a booth.
But hold on. She doesn't care about that. She doesn't know why you didn't drink.
Well, or do any other drugs.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking like this is probably before, you know, the other stuff that you're doing.
I didn't even, weed.
There was nothing.
There's no weed.
I didn't try weed until I was 46 years old.
Yeah. So you were just walking around sober all the time?
Coolest, and the coolest guy around.
What's the point of being famous and having money if you're not going to party like a rock star?
Bitches.
Man, he remembers everything.
Women were my drug. Women were my drug. No, Anna, like if we're being therapeutic, what? I'm being honest with you.
No, you're completely honest.
Like Blitz will fact check it here. Like, yeah. Women were my drug. Like,
I
that
know.
Was my drug.
Whenever someone tells her that you don't need to be drunk to have fun, she doesn't understand it.
Here's the deal, Anna.
If
you're getting so much strange ass, that's a drug in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Strange, like, different girl every night ass is as the same as, you know, doing a rail of cocaine.
I know, but you can do both, you know.
Yeah, you could.
Someone in the chat just said he ate like a rock star.
Yeah. Hold on. I ate and had sex like a rock star. That was my drug. And he's right. 1915 Rosemont. He ate like a rock star.
All right, fair enough.
So Anna, here's how it can go. Like, these nightclubs, I was the hottest thing on the radio, so every nightclub
like
wanted
a dozen
me.
Donuts.
I literally, when I was at the Power Pig, I had 8 gigs. Now, you know about gigs in radio.
I've heard of such things.
I say, does she?
I've heard of things.
I thought they were an urban myth.
I had 8 gigs a week.
Jesus.
A nightclub on Monday, a nightclub on Tuesday, a nightclub on Wednesday, a nightclub on Thursday, a nightclub on Friday, on air live, which was double the pay. And then Saturday, I'd usually do a base, you know, car show competition.
Mm-hmm.
And then a nightclub on Saturday night. And then the Empress Cruise Lines on Sunday.
Wait, so what time were you on air, though?
7 to 11, not p.m.
Oh, okay. And then after you'd go to
so
a club.
So my standard, yeah. Say Monday, I would get to the station literally I was doing voice tracking for 10 other rock stations. So I have to come in at 5 and cut all my voice tracking for these 10 other radio stations. So then I'd start my power pig.
So they could send them out.
So I start my Power Pig show, which was also syndicated in Jacksonville. I would do that from 7 to 11.
And then after that, go to a club.
At 11, I would leave all my guys. I'd have anywhere between 2 to 8 guys.
Mm-hmm.
T-Quest, Big Money, Danny Crook, Emery Hale. They would all meet at the station. They'd all pile into one car or something, and then we would drive to the gig and leave their car there or whatever, and then we would go into the, and when I walked in, I'd walk into a nightclub, I have the agreement with the radio station, what they had to do, this is what they were contractually to do.
Mm-hmm.
They had to give me 500, like most jocks got paid in either through their paycheck or after the gig.
Right.
The bar owner had to give me $500 cash in. As soon as I walked in, he had to have free band drinking all night armbands for me and up to 8 people, which I never used them. And I had to have an area roped off.
Yep.
that was
VIP.
That he had to provide 2 security guys to, you know, work the ropes.
And there was a few gigs too where Bubba would pull up in his car and say, bring me the wireless microphone, and he would do it from outside in the car.
There was 2 nightclubs that I got that I didn't want to do anymore, so I told him the only way I would do it is if I could do it from my car.
They brought him the wireless microphone, and he did it in the car.
I'm not kidding you. At Jammin's on Clearwater Beach, I hated it. Like, they used to. It was great. I got so much ass out of there, but it was just like, I just hated it. It was Tuesday night. I just wanted one night off. And so, now Anna, I'm making 80,000 base. Mm-hmm. Like, they're paying me 80,000 base.
And the rest of it was cash.
And I'm making, you know, $4,000 a week cash for these gigs. So... And so I had so much money.
Rumor has it unreported.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was just blown on whores. So now hold on. So I didn't want to do Tuesdays anymore. So I told Tony Gaudiosi, the guy who owned the club, I said, listen, buddy. And he was my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He was my friend. He goes, we can't stop. It was wet t-shirt contest on Tuesday nights, 150 to win. And literally blitz. It was probably a $25,000, $30,000 night for him on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
If you know anything about the bar business, you know, and you can do a $30,000 Tuesday, your Friday, Saturdays on the beach are going to be great. Now it's just straight gravy. So Blitz, he could not, he probably was, you know, he's probably paying the bills
on that night alone.
On that night alone, yeah. and taking the gravy on the other nights.
Sure.
So I told Tony, listen, and I had a Mercedes 420 that had 560 stickers on it. And so, Anna, I would pull to the very, very back of the club, and he rigged up a Sennheiser wireless microphone system kind of near that area. And I'd pull my car into the back driveway. He would come and give me 2 bottles of liquor because I was trying to build up my liquor collection at my house. So I had a bunch of bottles of liquor.
For the whores?
So he'd bring me a different, like I had Captain Morgan, Jack Daniels, you know, I'd everything.
Mm-hmm.
He'd bring me 2 bottles of liquor, 500 cash, and the wireless microphone, and I just would I'd be in my car. I'd be like, yo, just want to let you know, welcome to Jammin's, world famous Tuesday night wet t-shirt contest. I'm Papa the Love Sponge, and I'm back in a VIP room right now. I was in my car. and I got my boys, and so then I would send Dig Dug and Pantera,
mm-hmm.
a couple of my interns, I would send them with clipboards throughout the club. I'd each give them 50, you know, 50 bucks for doing it. And they would have to go all night long and go ask every girl if you want to be in the wet t-shirt contest. You want to be in a wet t-shirt contest? So I'd be like, I got my boys, Dig Dug and Pantera, signing up girls right now. Just you'll find them. They're walking through the club. And we'll be doing the wet t-shirt contest in about 15 or 20 minutes. And welcome to Jammin's. And then,
so you'd have to go in for the contest, right?
No.
No.
I'd have, so then I would go, it's probably the Love Sponge from the VIP tower here. And they, people would be like, where's the VIP tower?
Yeah, and they were looking around.
Yeah,
there was open the lights, you couldn't see
no
it.
There's no VIP tower. I go, just want to let you know, Dig Dug and Pantera will be doing this contest. I'll be watching from up here in case there's any shady stuff going on. And I'll step in.
And then Bubba puts it in drive and he's
and
out.
And then, boom, they do the contest.
So you didn't host the contest?
No.
No. Oh,
okay. My assistants did.
Okay.
I was watching from the make-believe VIP tower. With 500 in my pocket and two bottles of liquor, going to see Becky, who was my girlfriend.
Didn't you have to do a wet t-shirt contest on the casino boat, the Sun Cruise?
You know, so then on a Suncoat, the Empress Cruise Lines would pay me $800 to go out on Sundays, cash. But it was like, oh my God, you had to be there by 6 and you didn't get home by until like 1, you know, because it's just a big
thing. It's $800.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. But so what?
Yeah, so what?
After a while, yeah.
So
better not do it.
So Empress, like, you know, they're like, and so I would actually have, like, when we were coming in, like, when there was 15 minutes left of the cruise after all night of Pantera and Dig Dug going and signing girls up and bugging these girls. Asking girls sometimes 10 times whether you'll do the contest. I would have a wet t-shirt contest right basically when we were docking, and there'd be like 3 or 4 girls. And so I hated doing it. So Empress Cruise Line was going to like renew with the Power Pig. And I can remember it was Desiree. Remember the salesperson, Desiree?
I remember the name.
She came and said, Bubba, I'm not doing it, Desiree. I don't care how much money they offer me. I hate it. It's Sunday night. I can't watch Sunday night football. I have 8 gigs. I just need a break. I don't need the money. And she's like, give me something to come back with them. Give me some outrageous thing that they would never agree to. And that way, you know, we actually came up with something. Because they offered me like, you know, $1,000 or something. And so I came back with this thinking that they would never, ever, ever go for it. I said, I need $500 in gambling chips the minute I walk in. And then I need $1,000 cash the minute I walk in. And I have to be, and I can sit in my car and be the last guy on the boat. Because sometimes, like, boarding took like an hour.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be the last, I'm going to get there, like, at the, I think.
Last on, first off.
Yeah. And I got to be the first one off because it was a big cattle call when everybody was trying to get off. And there, and I, this buffet that you guys have is horrible. It's the worst food I've ever had in my life. I need lobster and steaks for me and my boys every Sunday night with our own VIP area. And
guess what happened?
And
yeah,
access,
you can guess what happened.
Access to the cabin, the captain's cabin, which had couches and stuff. And we could, so I got all of it.
So you had to do it. You had to continue the gig.
Yeah, I continued it for about another 6 months, and I was just like,
Well, I think that's kind of like the same story on how Howard got the original Sirius gig. Don was like, oh, yeah, fine. Go ahead, give us $100 million, and we'll do it. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's in the $100 million club. That's what I'm trying to get in the $100 million club. And then I think they finally canceled me because they were expecting Blitz that I would go and take that $500 and gamble it, right?
Yeah.
And they would get half their money back.
Right.
Well, I would just put it right in my pocket.
I thought it was in chips.
No, I would take...
You cash
out the chips?
I'd just send Dig Dug or Pantera, take this and go get a cash for it and keep $10. Hurry up about it. I need $590 back here
so
right
long?
Now.
Exactly. Jesus.
So yeah, that's why I have to become a monster.
I crumpled
up my
one.
God!
Blitz needs something of this caliber to get me off his trail. It's exactly what he's doing.
In the red box.
Who's
Can
this?
I open it?
Who's this from?
L.M. Clothes.
Is
That's
this for
so
me?
Nice.
Is this for me Or is this for everybody? We read the card blitz of peanut whipness.
It says Bubba the Love Sponge Clam.
Does it come from
for
a girl?
For your daily fruiting from LM Clothes.
Is it from a girl?
Woo!
It's from LM Clothes.
You know the fans need to start making up girls' names.
It's from LMC.
I know, but he should have said from, you know, Renee or something.
And you got hot. These are
oh, I'm taking those home. No, no. I got first dibs on those, Cuzzo. Don't breathe on them, Blitz. You got Anna's breath on you.
Sure.
No, not right now.
Can you feed him?
Anna, how about this?
Hmm. Oh,
no. How about I make Blitz jellious and I feed you?
Can I feed you?
No, I can feed you. Blitz, put my berries away.
I'm going to put them in the fridge.
Okay. That fridge. Put them in that fridge, Blitz.
Fridge? Okay.
Yes, please. Anna, you want to make Blitz come unglued? You get out the six shooters, dual strapped, as if I... Making sure he's not knifing me in the back.
Show dagger.
If I feed you, that'll get him so jealous. What? How about I feed you? Like, can I take some grapes and some cantaloupes and some...
How about the pineapple one?
Paninis. Can I feed you pineapple?
Like with your hands or on the stick?
Yeah, my hands will be on the stick.
Okay.
And I won't. First of all, Anna, do you know me not to be a clean person?
No, you are, but I'm okay. Just crazy.
Okay, but I'm clean.
Yeah, you're clean.
When
you're
I poop,
clean guy.
I clean my hands. When I pee, I wash my hands. When
That's
I handle
good.
Food, I wash my hands. When I pick my testicles, sometimes I don't wash my hands on that.
Hopefully not lately.
Get that camera out here. I hate you.
Crick and a goat on a boat. With 5,000 bits.
Who did 5Gs for what?
Crick in a goat on a boat. 5,000 bits.
LM Clothes, thank you for the fruit arrangements. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are doing daily fruiting now. But if you could start, like, you can put, like, LM Clothes, but then put, like, you know, Renee from Pasco County or, you know,
Tina from Tampa.
Tina from Tampa or Trisha from Hernando or...
Those are really expensive. That's a really nice gift.
Kim from Ocala.
Looks delicious.
Continue the emails in a very seamless manner. I will be feeding Anna here. You said you liked pineapple, honey?
Yeah.
Me too.
This comes from Adam D. Subject, Anna. Bubba, does Anna have acute memory loss, or does she just not listen to you on the show when it's going on?
Just listen to anyone.
Topics are brought up that I know you've mentioned multiple times while she's in the studio, and she generally does not know what's going on. If Lum Lum did the same thing, you'd beat the crap out of him.
Sincerely, Ashley Garrison.
From John Naples. Subject, Clemen Cap. I officially request Steve's parody, quote, in love with a hooker, unquote, be the in and outro of Clemen Cap podcast if there be more say it. JFN.
This comes from Jeff L. New Offspring parody song. Bubba, I made this parody last night. Hope you like it. Signed, Glenn Longnecker. Oh, he's eating. Oh, hi, Bubba.
Oh, man, Bubba's right.
Oh, yeah. Look at those horse teeth.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible. Looks like a little nipple. She's weird. Blitz, I don't understand how you put up with that. Oh.
Love wow. You're supposed
heavy
to take
partition.
A
I me and Blitz are talking. Blitz, where are you?
I'm under my desk right now.
Blitz is under his desk right now.
He's frustrated.
I'm reloading.
He's reloading his six shooter.
Hey, if you see a red dot on me, let me know. All right. So I can hit the deck.
Blitz, I'm sorry, buddy.
If you see a dot on my somewhere, let me know.
Yeah, but I'm not taking one for you.
Yeah, right.
You're
gonna
take a bullet for
him,
right?
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, of course.
Man, she really had the teeth of horse on that. Dude.
She does. Look at that. Ugh.
It's like jaws coming out.
She's gonna hit that stick here pretty soon.
I wish we could actually see her.
I know.
Tell the camera guy to go around where we actually see her.
Camera guy, go around the other side. Go so you can see the mouth.
Yeah.
Kinda go behind Bubba.
There you go.
Is that better, Blitz? I'm on Wi-Fi.
So. That's pretty damn hot, I gotta admit.
Oh, get out of here. Did she wink at you, Blitz? I think she winked at you.
Yeah, I'm about to delete this show too now.
She winked at you. Blitz is deleting the show, Bubba. Oh, God. She looked like... She kind of looked like the goat's trying to eat the dollar bill. Why does she keep winking?
I gotta be honest, it's making me sick.
Is it?
Yeah, this is gross.
It is. Do you think this is the stuff she likes to do in the bedroom?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
It'd be funny if they were on microphone.
I know. Well, Anna puts the microphone so far away from her, she scooted it all the way. Look, she pushed it way far away so they couldn't hear her.
Hey.
The bearded dragon, 1,000 bits.
I bet you.
She wanted a deep
throat. That's a $200 arrangement.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Blitz, I mean,
it probably is.
This is the hot. Like, this ain't the jobber one.
No, that's a really nice one.
This is probably one of the biggest ones they offer.
Can I have a strawberry, Bubba?
I'm just glad I brought extra.
Let me get up here immediately. Yes. Come take one.
You got to feed it to him.
I will. Now, Anna, did I feed you okay?
Yeah, like, you fed me great. Thank you.
Was it creepy? Or
no, I felt very nourished.
Was it corporate feeding?
It was corporate feeding.
Get in here closer.
Go up there, Rhett. Let's get it on film.
I should have jammed it like there.
Yeah, made him gag on it.
Now, Anna, would you like to feed your man?
Who's that?
The guy that you were on the cardio machine with 2 days ago, and
you want me to feed Blitz?
Well, I mean, I'm just.
Does Blitz want to be fed?
Blitz, you want to be fed by Anna? I'd like to say yes, but I'm afraid to say yes. I very rarely get tripped up on the show because I usually have some negative something to say. I got a whole bag full of them at all times, but I do, but I don't want to. Like, so I don't want to show her that I really like her.
It's like you're in my head.
I'm in your head. I'm swirling around. Finally, Blitz, I finally got in your head. It only took me 23 and a half years.
Vending Bud, 22, 1,000 bits.
I got Blitz so sideways.
Do you have my phone tapped?
Yeah, I know your guys' workout schedule. Anna, would it be inappropriate for you to feed Blitz a piece of fruit? Would it be something you would not be comfortable with?
No, I'll do it. I just want to know if Blitz is comfortable with it.
I don't care.
Please. He's going to have to pull his pants up afterwards.
Yeah. Oh.
Blitz, select your fruit, my friend. Come in here.
I'm going to be like a baby bird.
Okay.
I don't want to hear any baby papa. Watch that right arm try to go up. And then when she comes into home today, she's going to go, I gave Blitz fruiting.
Oh, he ran Blitz, in. Come, he like ran come. In.
That's the fastest he's ever been here in the history of the show. Pick your fruit, cuz.
Are they going to lady in the trumpet?
Would caveman like me to fruit him? I'll fruit him too. I already fruited Lummy.
No, so if I would fruit. Right now.
I would. You're nauseous?
Yeah, just watching that.
Watching her.
Blitz goes with the little dainty because he didn't want to open his mouth up too far.
Oh, those are grapes.
Is that three individuals?
Oh,
now, is that three individuals?
Yes.
Or is that a triple?
I feel like you're probably going to have to bend down for this one.
Bubba, shouldn't she peel it off and feed it with her fingers?
No!
Don't make it creepy amongst lovers.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus, God.
All three or one?
No, let's do a...
Oh.
I profess to you my grapeness. So cute. That's cute. It was just on Honeymoon Island with Colt.
Oh, he had two balls at one time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. That's his aggressiveness towards your eggs of friedness. Pew, pew, hot. People are
do you
so
want pretty. Someone to feed you?
Me?
I'm sure Rhett would like to do
no,
it.
No. I think you should feed me. Make Blitz jealous.
Blitz.
I don't know, Blitz. You'll dagger me with that.
I'll feed you, Bubba. What do you want?
I like a strawberry, please.
Jet and Cat Bub Army, 15,000.
I don't
bits.
Know that there's any watermelon over there.
I don't see any.
Yeah, I'm a big watermelon guy, but I'll take. That's a strawberry. It's a good one. I'll take that one. That's all I need.
Okay. I'm gonna be gentle.
Don't use any teeth, Bubba.
Don't eat the green.
Oh, look at that tongue. Oh, he's got it right where he needs it to be. Ooh.
I'm a good eater.
Oh, Bubba, you are a good eater.
I don't want no more.
Oh, that's pretty juicy. That's really good. Multiple
biter right there. Those are really fresh fruit.
Thank you, LMC loves.
Thank you, LM.
Thank you. See? Everyone's getting fruited.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mmm. On his full lap. Get out of here, bitch.
That was good, Bubba.
Got her, rat. If I kill you.
Whoa.
Get on her.
Oh. You sprayed him with Blitz?
In the eye. I just sprayed him in the eye with disinfectant.
Brad, are you okay, buddy?
it got him out of here. Watch this. He wouldn't leave. So I, watch this. Check this out. I sprayed him right in the eye with disinfectant. It got him right on out of here, too. Little rat.
Sorry, rat.